Cape Girardeau has hosted several storytelling events over the past several years, bringing nationally recognized tellers to the area. You'll have the chance to hear two master storytellers and enjoy their music when Tunes and Tales comes to Southeast River Campus. Stacy Dohan Lane is the Director of Public Relations with the Cape Girardeau Convention and Visitors Bureau. She's here to tell us more about the upcoming event. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So it looks to me like Michael Reno Harrell and the Reverend Robert Jones, this is going to be a more music-focused storytelling event. So tell us why that change and why are we doing it this
way? That's right. Around the office, we've been calling it Tunes and Tales. These two storytellers really utilize a lot of music to enrich their storytelling act that they put on. So just kind of worked out that two music-focused storytellers ended up here in Cape on the same date. So we're thrilled about Tunes and Tales. It should be a really unique evening.
And we're going to put some videos up on our website where folks can kind of get a taste of what these performers will be doing. This is a meeting of two different styles of stories and music. Michael Reno Harrell presents Appalachian Grit and Wit, and the Reverend Robert Jones is known for gutsy Detroit folk and blues.
I love the way they bill themselves. It paints such a clear picture of what kind of music they specialize in. Michael Reno Harrell is from the South, the Southern Appalachian Mountains, to hone it a bit finer, his website says. He's been getting awards in country, Americana, and folk music circles for years and years and years, so he's a very experienced performer. His work has a lot of emotional depth, which I think comes across very clearly in some of those videos that you'll have up on your website later on today. His fan base is pretty devoted, too, so I'm sure we'll see some Michael Reno Harrell fans in the audience on Friday, September 6th. The Reverend Robert Jones, he's been a champion of American roots music and stories for over 30 years. His message is really that traditional American songs and stories have a lot to teach us. He also finds that the Bible provides some great poetic language and imagery, so a lot of that does show up in his story writing and his songs as well.
What makes these two storytellers unique, do you think?
I think they bring so much of their background along with them. And it's so readily apparent how their backgrounds and where they're from and how they grew up have shaped them as people and as performers. They both have such an air of authenticity that comes through. And I think that that is truly what makes their styles and their stories so unique. And I think that's, you know, a really compelling reason to come to the River Campus on September 6th and, you know, check out Tunes and Tales in person.
It's sort of a unique mixture. And I think having the music piece along with the stories will make it a really fun event to be at.
I agree completely. We don't typically end up with such themed events. But in this case, I just think it's going to put a really fun spin on storytelling.
Stacy Dohan Lane is the Director of Public Relations for the Cape Girardeau Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Tunes and Tales takes place Friday, September 6th at 7 p.m. in the Donald C. Bedell Performance Hall at Southeast Missouri State University's River Campus. Tickets are available at the River Campus box office. You can see videos of the featured storytellers at our website, krcu.org. And here's a portion of one of those videos and Michael Reno Harrell singing Southern Suggestions. For KRCU, I'm Dan Woods.
It's mustard on hot dogs and ketchup on French fried potatoes. Gravy on biscuits and cornmeal on fried green tomatoes. If you're cooking a pig, you need to start about 3 in the morning.